Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Reed's Wrestling. I'm your host, Alan Reed, and today I wanted to do a special episode. I wanted to make an episode more on what's going on in the world of WWE instead of what's happening on Raw or SmackDown. With that being said, I wanted to touch on a few topics that have been burning throughout the week ever since Monday, and that is Sasha Banks and Naomi walking out of WWE. And I wanted to also give you guys my opinions on this whole Roman Reigns idea of supposedly leaving WWE and maybe gonna pursue another career or something else, or maybe he's taking a break. So I wanted to just touch on these top two topics, which has been the talk of the town in the wrestling community. So I wanted to start off with this whole Sasha Banks and Naomi situation, which, as we all know, we've all read it. There's been reports coming out every day. Everyone's talking. There's two sides of the story. The way I see it is, okay, so we had Sasha Banks and Naomi. They were supposed to be in a six-pack challenge on Monday Night Raw. And the winner of that six-pack challenge is supposed to face Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell. And the reports do say that Naomi was actually going to get the push and she was going to win. And it would be interesting, actually. Naomi hasn't been champion, at least women's champion, for a long time. So I was up for the idea of Naomi challenging Bianca Belair. Hell, maybe Naomi would have won. Most likely, no. But so with that being said, I guess they didn't. Naomi and Sasha Banks, they've become, you know, best friends, or they've been best friends. And they decided to just walk into the office of John Laurinaitis and basically put the SmackDown Women's Tag Team Championship on the table and basically say, we're leaving. And that was a shock to all. And obviously they had to just run through ideas and change the plans in the middle of the show. What are the factors that might have led into this? I wouldn't call it departure yet, because they are still under contract, even though Naomi's contract is due to expire very soon and she was in talks of negotiating a new contract. But what are the main factors of this thing? What led to just randomly just them just walking out of the business, not even being heard of for a few days? I have my own opinions on this. I have a few, maybe not so much as others. I would say one major factor is the WWE creative team. They have been doing not the best job in the world. Mind you, it's a big team. They have ideas going, you know, they have a million ideas every day. They talk about it, they throw it away. I do believe that some of the writers, producers, whatever it may be, some of them do have the best intentions and probably really, really good ideas that obviously the top heads of the company just don't see the idea working, so it gets crumbled, and then we're left with maybe to what they think might be a better idea, and to us it's just a mediocre type of, you know, an end game. Let's say the most typical thing will happen, and apparently that's the best thing to go for them. So I would say creative has a big part of this. They obviously, Sasha Banks and them did say that they just don't like the creative turn that they're giving them. They don't really like where they're taking the characters, which I understand. That's frustrating. You have your ideas and, you know, they just say no, you have to follow this whatever we wrote for you, and it is what it is. That's basically what some of them do, unless you're someone like, I don't know, like Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, or whoever, that have a little more power, a little more push on where they want to take the characters. So my number one choice is creative tension. Sasha and Naomi, they have big personalities. They have a lot to offer. They are, you know, top five women wrestler in the world of any company, whatever it may be. So with them clashing with creatively, it left a bad taste. There's so much that can happen in creative. There's so many directions they can take them. Sasha, I mean, I think Sasha's a great wrestler. She's great at the mic. She knows how to talk shit. She knows how to get into people's head. But I do feel like sometimes they do confuse me individually, with 1 minute she's supposedly a heel, but then the next minute she's not a heel. She's more of like the bad girl, like I'm bad, but I'm also good because I'm doing like the good things that should happen. So then for her character, it does get, you know, it gets weird. And as for Naomi, to be honest, there has not really been much of a creative direction for Naomi. She's mostly just been that babyface woman's wrestler that, you know, she comes out, dances, she gets the crowd hyped up. She's great in the ring. She's really, really, really athletic. But in sense of a character, I don't see Naomi having a character. And Naomi on TV is like the Naomi you will get backstage, if you guys understand what I mean. There's no character. While Sasha Banks is a character, and you know, obviously backstage maybe she might play it a little bit. She might not be that into kayfabe as most people aren't these days, but I do believe Sasha Banks is a character, while Naomi is more of just, it's just Naomi being Naomi. So that is my first choice is creative differences. Second, this is probably a little out of the box, maybe unorthodox. I would honestly say maybe this could be them just kind of getting their way in a sense of a contract that they want, because I don't think WWE would be that stupid and release Sasha Banks and Naomi because they know that they will go to their competition, which is AEW. Maybe not, I don't know. That's really dependent on Sasha and Naomi if that was to happen. But maybe this is a little plot, maybe that they know they can probably get something, they can get more than what they're getting, and they plotted this out and, you know, giving it some time, and WWE is just scraping ideas, and maybe they should come up with like, okay, what if we offer them this contract with this amount of money that they'll make a year and all that stuff. Now, I say this because reports are from Dave Meltzer, the glorious Dave Meltzer that everyone loves. He had their report that Naomi was in contract negotiation, and they do want to extend her contract, and they want to give her a raise, which, with all due respect, she does deserve the raise. But she wasn't going to make as much money, let's say, as Sasha Banks, but it was going to be a raise nonetheless. So why not kind of do this and kind of make WWE kind of scramble and kind of pick up the pace for this contract negotiation? And maybe they can just tell them, like, hey, we have something for you. How does this sound? It could be a little plan. I'm not saying it is, nor don't take my word for it. It's all skepticism. This is just me ranting about everything that's happened. I'm just throwing in ideas. But it could easily be one of those scenarios where you know, you want to make more money, but apparently something is stopping you. So what do? You threaten to quit, or what? Or they know, or you know that they need you, and then you just, you know, you take advantage of it. Which, hey, I don't blame them. I think they do deserve more, a contract extension and a little more of a raise. Why not? If it makes them perform better and come back, sure, why not? I don't think they will really want to lose them to their competition. That's my second opinion. My third opinion can actually be that they're easily done, that they just had enough over these years of just creative hell. They're not happy with where they're at. They can't do much. I mean, WWE does control everything that they do, you know, whether it be social media or appearances, whatnot. They're just tired of it. And that is where the problem lies a lot with WWE, where WWE is either releasing superstars, or there's a lot of superstars that are asking to be released because they're just not happy there. It's become almost just too much to handle, too much to bear. They ask of too much of them, which I will say WWE's schedule isn't the lightest. They have probably the most busiest schedule in all of sports entertainment. They do ask a lot of their wrestlers. And Sasha and Naomi can just be like, you know what, we're done. We don't want to do this no more. It feels like a jail here. I can't do this. I can't do this. Whatever it may be, they can just easily be done. That's it. We're tired of it. We're going to take our asses somewhere else. Maybe somewhere where we're more appreciated. And maybe it can go better there. Those are my top opinions of this whole Sasha Banks and Naomi thing, which it's going to continue for a while until we have confirmation of what actually happened. To me, it was a surprise because obviously you're watching Raw, you see, okay, it's going to be a six-pack challenge, but then out of nowhere they switched it up without any remarks. And then in the middle of the show, they released a statement saying that, hey, they walked down on us and we don't know why. It's something that we're gonna have to see how it goes, where it goes. I hope that Sasha and Naomi do come back to WWE, because mind you, I mean, this whole thing kind of reminds me of the whole Stone Cold thing, that the Stone Cold walkout when he walked down the company in 2003 without even notice or anything, that he just walked away because he was just sick of it. He just needed some time to himself. Hopefully this is the same scenario, but in a sense of maybe they'll come back sooner than Stone Cold did, and hopefully it doesn't affect their spot, you know, just because they left and come back, you know, they're going to go down the barrel and they're going to give someone else an opportunity. And I will also, since Naomi is married to one of the Usos, I kind of feel like it might affect the Usos' tag team reign. I feel like they might punish them, which we all know that, you know, Vince and a few people like to punish people that embarrass them. So, I mean, it's just like a Rusev with Lana. They punish the hell out of Lana every week going through a table until she got released. So I hope that they're more professional, and if the Usos are going to lose the belt, it's because that was the plan the whole time, not because, oh, your wife left us and you embarrassed us, so now we're going to embarrass you and we're going to screw your tag team reign, and just because of that, which would be so stupid. With the whole RK Bro versus Usos thing, I've said that RK Bro is going to win, but now if they do win, it's probably going to go like viral, where okay, the Usos lost because of Naomi. Let's hope that's not the case. And even if they do lose, hopefully that's still not the case. Hopefully it's just organic. This was the plan all along. They have one of the best tag team reigns of all time. Kudos to them. But it's time to give the belt to someone else. Hopefully that is the moral of this. Now I want to move on to another big topic, which was Roman Reigns announcing at a live show in New Jersey, stating that he might not ever come back. So that caught people off guard. What does he mean? He's never going to come back. Never come back to New Jersey or the company. So with that video going viral, speculation started like wildfire. Is he leaving to go to Hollywood? Is he leaving just to take a break? Is he leaving to pursue another venture? And the list goes on. We don't know. Roman Reigns has had a hell of a run. He is probably one of the most decorated wrestlers right now. The guy has grown to be one of the best of the best. Probably top 10, top 20 of right now. If he's gonna take a long break, he deserves it. I mean, he came back full force, became champion, and you know, he's been doing it for 2 years now in a row. I mean, why not? If he wants to take 6 months off to just be with his family, his friends, just recuperate, you know, let his body rest, he deserves it. Why not just take a break, and you know, get his mental state back. Why not? Now, on the other hand, if he wants to pursue a career in Hollywood, which seems to be the number one thing that everyone's speculating, since obviously his uncle is The Rock, Roman Reigns has a little bit of leverage in Hollywood. He can kind of, you know, he can kind of get in, because obviously Dwayne Johnson is the biggest thing in Hollywood right now. If he was to become an actor, hey, why not? I mean, I liked him in Hobbs and Shaw. I think it was cool. It was a small cameo, but I think it was cool. So I mean, why not see if Roman Reigns can just become the new John Cena, since obviously John Cena left WWE for Hollywood. So it seems to be a pattern going on with the big superstar going to Hollywood. The Rock starting it, or technically Hulk Hogan started it, but The Rock kind of taking it to another level, and then he has John Cena, and possibly now you have Roman Reigns might go and do movies. I think that'd be cool. Obviously we're kind of waiting for the whole Roman Reigns versus The Rock dream match that they keep teasing, but we don't know. Paul Heyman says that it's unlikely, but obviously Paul Heyman's the king of just diverting you. it would be interesting to see which route Roman Reigns does go, which it may be resting or doing movies, or probably maybe he has a movie plan that he needs some time off, and then he goes does a movie and then comes back to wrestle. But would him leaving ruin everything he's worked for? I don't think so. I don't think it'll ruin anything unless WWE ruins it for him. I don't think it'll ruin anything. If he leaves, he's gonna drop the belt to someone, which is another discussion which I want to do with this whole Roman Reigns leaving scenario. Which, if he does leave, who is he gonna drop the belt to? But I don't think it should or won't ruin any of his leverage, any accomplishments that he has done lately. Because he's the longest reigning champion. I mean, he's the Universal WWE champion. I mean, it's a hell of an accomplishment. I mean, now that's the question. Who can he drop the belt to? Obviously, there's Seth Rollins, there's Kevin Owens, there's, you know, Cody Rhodes, which is Booker T's choice and his podcast saying that Cody Rhodes should be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns. Should he? I mean, why not? He had a big comeback and now he's getting treated like the main event guy that he is. Why not put the belt around him and see how good it can be? But also, how can he drop it? Because you put him on a match against Cody Rhodes. I mean, a lot of people were immediately say, okay, that's it. He's dropping the belt to Cody Rhodes. But would that ruin his steam? I don't think so. I mean, he's going to have to drop the belt one day. I mean, there's no way he's going to go. Like I say, let's say he has another 5 years in him to wrestle. There's no way they're going to keep him champion for 5 years. Because I honestly think as much as Roman Reigns is liked and adored right now, people will get bored of him just being champion or him always winning. Because now I look at Roman Reigns as an attraction. You know, he can come out every Friday or every Monday, but he won't wrestle. He'll just talk. He'll just do his promos, talk, and that's it. So seeing Roman Reigns wrestle now, I feel like is an attraction. And it is something for, like a treat for us to see. Because it's not like back then where he'll just wrestle a random mid-card match just to get him out. Now he's like, now it's basically how when Brock Lesnar first came back to WWE, where he'll just cut promos after promos after promos, and then he'll wrestle a pay-per-view, and that's it, he won't wrestle again for another few weeks. I think Roman Reigns is really protected right now. I mean, I don't think they don't want to lose him in whichever way possible. But I mean, you can only control your employee for so long before they want to venture off to do something else, and I don't blame him. I mean, I don't think most of them, you know, obviously they live and breathe wrestling, but obviously they have creative juices that just need to go out. More like most of us, like we might love playing guitar, but we also might want to write a book or something to kind of, it's a creative outlet. So maybe Roman just wants to do a movie. If that movie hits it off, he might do another movie. I'll try not to take Roman Reigns for granted like I honestly took John Cena for granted in the later years. Literally maybe 2 years or a year before he actually left WWE. I'm going to try not to take Roman Reigns for granted, because you never know. I mean, he might be here right now and then tomorrow he's just gone. He's going to be a part-timer. You're going to see him every other year or 2 years or whatever it may be. And I don't want to make the same mistake I did to John Cena. As much as I love to say Cena sucks or boo Cena, Cena's the good guy, it was fun seeing him. And then out of nowhere, not seeing him at all, it did feel like there was a hole there missing. But yes, this was my opinions on both major subjects that have been going on through the week. And hopefully we, by the end of the week or maybe in the beginning of next week, we will start to get some sort of clarification on both sides. Well, the Roman Reigns, I'm pretty sure, will be extended to God knows when. We won't really know about that until maybe a few months later. The Sasha Banks and Naomi scenario, I hope we do find some closure and find some what really happened in in this whole ordeal, and maybe we can get it fixed, and then we can just move past it and see what the future will hold for these two talented women. That would do it for this episode of Reach Wrestling. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.